Rav Tessa Manalov, the Sefer Meitzer Sheni, or Sheni Halacha Aleph. So yesterday we were saying that the drasha that tells us of the dinas of Lo Tuchal Lachol B'Sha'arecha is not really a diraisa, even though it compares Tirosh to Achila, because we found the rayas that there's no chiyuv on Yom HaKippurim for Sicha. Because even though there's an issur, but there's no chiyuv malchus. And if Lamaita was the same, if Sicha was the same as Achila, then there would be a chiyuv of malchus. Ask the Gemara today, what about the fact that the Braisa brings the pasuk about the issur of achilas truma by a non-kohen or by a tame? So it says over there, v'lo yechalalu, and that v'lo yechalalu comes now to tell me lahavi et hasach ve'et hashoteh. It says that that comes to include sicha, which means that there's a chiyuv of malchus on it. This is the pasuk of the issur malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, that's a mistake. Let's kansach, delete the word sach. That's a change in yirsa, and you quoted it wrong. Rabbi Abamori, the English kansach, let's kanshoteh. I mean, I understand. You're taking out the word sach. So it's coming from the same basis of it, isn't it? So if you're not going to be goring the word to be marba socher, then you shouldn't be goring to be marba the shosa either, because the only reason that we would say that Shia is Bechlal is because it's in general Bechlal like Achila. If you're telling me that Lo Yechalalu is a Ribui, then if Lo Yechalalu is a Ribui, it's coming to be Mar B'Sach. Otherwise, Shia is Bechlal Sicha. If anything, the only thing that it's coming to be Marba is Sicha, and because it says Sicha, so it also says Shia Agab. But if you're not going to say Sicha, why are you saying Shia? Shia, we already know, is Bechlal Achila. We don't need a Lo Yechalalu as a Ribui. The only Ribui would possibly be for Sicha. So does that make sense? So okay, I mean, if you're not going to say that, you're going to say that Shoteh itself is coming only for this Ribui of Lo Yechalalu, not because Shia is Bechlal Achila. So then, if that would be the case, Davashuba Mishnei Lavin Mitzare, what are you going to say? That we have two separate Isurim. We have one Isur of Achila and one Isur of Shia. If they're two separate Lavin, so how could you be now Mitzare to be one Lav and to be only a tie of one? It must be that Shia is included before in Achila, not that it's a separate Isur, that if somebody would drink, he would be over Lo Yechalel. That's not the point, I'm a separate issue. How do I know, though, that when it comes to a Mrs. Asay, not that he has a mouth, but at least in terms of being over an Asay, that is Midiraisa? Because when we said before that it isn't Mechuvar, we only said that means you don't get Malchus on it. That's all that we said. But that is an Isser. Where does the Isser come from? Why would there be an Isser B'chol if it's not included? It must be that somehow or other you're telling me that L'chachila it's included. Where does that come from? It's really logic. B'shem Rabbi Simoi, it says, Lo Nasati Mimeno L'meit. Now, I ask you, what is the Vilay Maitre referring to? I didn't give Shemen to a dead person. So how's he going to drink the Shemen? What are you going to give him, salad? So what's he talking about? You're going to say that I didn't sell the Shemen of my Tishani and go out and buy a coffin for the guy, right? What does that have to do with the mate? I mean, in time you can't use my Tishani, and if he was alive, you would be allowed to bring it to buy him a coffin. I mean, that's not the point. So you can't buy something for a chai. Why would we say, let us have your men of the mate? That isn't the point at all. Because you came to me. Hey, do you should butter lachai, but also lamei. The omer zuzicha. So it must be that we see from here that there is something that if he would be alive would be perfectly okay, but it's because he's dead that it's not okay. Now that can't be drinking and eating, because this person that's dead can't drink and eat. So therefore the only thing that it could be referring to is zicha. So you're not allowed to use shemit to be tzacha corpse. That's the point. But to be tzacha chai is perfectly okay. So we see from here that midiraisa Sicha is Kishtia. The only Shaila is if a Gabi love him, fine. We don't have a riot that there's Machma on it to be Machayim. Okay, continues the Mishnah. So now we said to eat something which is normal. What do we mean by that? Now the Gemara is suggesting one of the meanings is not kipshuta. The practice of the meaning is that we allow you to buy only those things that are roi lachia, in other words, it's a chumra. But there's also a kula that's involved over here. And the kula is this, that in the chayzim also lo patshi ipsha, that also means that we're not mechayev a person to eat something that's not da'ka lecho. The people don't usually eat moldy bread. You're going to come along and say, but it's kadosh, but this is like a shame, you wouldn't want to waste it, would you? I mean, come on, it's a chumra. Therefore, comes along the mission and say, no. You know, there's no kashash of hefted or something. That's not da'ka lecho. So in Machaiva, we don't know Pasha Ipsha, we don't know Knuvad Yerek, where we're going to say, oh, I remember you, what do you mean? You're going to throw out all of those cucumber peels. I mean, those cucumber peels, they're edible. How can you be mopsed, mice or shady? No, we're not Machaiva, you have to go eat the cucumber peels. We don't know Tasha, she eats a toe or a cholent that's already 3 days old, doesn't smell quite right. The Shane who? In DK's Lechol Prad, now it also has the opposite meaning. So if he wants to use it to buy something that normally you wouldn't eat, he wants to eat raw beef, let's say, right? It's normally only eaten cooked and so on. Or he wants to chew, let's say, on raw feces, right? Well, that's his bubble gum. It's in kosher, right? Okay, those things, he wants to makut sikim, he wants to be also trying to mechayev him, also in shomim, but it says both the chumra and the kula. You're not mechuyev to worry about the hefset of something that isn't quite edible, and you're not allowed to spend money on mechayev, on buying something to eat in a way that is not the normal way of eating it. And when we say lishtot, what do we mean? Ketzad lishtot pavash, not for lishtot again. It means in the chayinot or lishtot lo anigron v'lo aksigron. You don't take shemen that's not in quite good shape and say, well, I can't really drink this or have a salad with this, but I guess I could mix it into my health drink, right? That's your spinach drink, you know. Aksigron is like your aksigron is what's left over of stew, the water of this stew. You're going to now drink together with shemen in it, right? That we allow you to just throw it out. Why? Because it's not a davish and dark on our call. Or not, in this case, not a davish and dark on our call. Anigron is a health drink that you're going to mix now with your mace silka, usually the one I say. It's like a borscht drink that's left over after boiling up your borscht. So you mix now oil with your borscht. We're not machayev you that. V'lo yayin bishmarim. Let's say you have yayin of ma'aser sheni. So now you have wine that is not, it's mixed with junk and it's got a lot of, you know, pieces, like you get sometimes in the wine that's got pieces in it and doesn't suppress the shmak. We're not machayev you to drink that. Hakoshesh bishinav lo yeh megameh chomet. It's also, but it's also chumra. The chumra is, you got a toothache, you can't use now chomet of ma'aser sheni to gargle with and spit it out. I mean, it's fine to gargle with it, you're going to be balea. I mean, you can have a crazy salad that is mixed with tons of chomets you normally wouldn't eat, but okay, you want a lot of chomets, that's also fine. That's eno nimna. Hakoshesh b'grono, you've got a sore throat. Lo ya'ar eno b'shemen, avim notenu shemen harbe, l'toch anigron v'gomea. It's not the derech now to drink shemen. You can't be megamea the shemen either, because that requires kumtah, you would be spitting it out. But again, you could have a very thick, oily anigro, and that you can swallow. Lo yosuv yayin v'chomet, says the Mishnah, avasaf me'at ha-shemen. That's another thing, for tzichu. We also have those things that are normally saf, yayin v'shemen, that are not normally saf, you can't use. Hakosheshet rosho, sha'olu b'chatati, saf shemen, v'lo yosuv yayin v'chomet. Someone who wants to use the shemen for a refuah, he's got sores on his head or something, he can be sat shemen. But not yayin v'chomet. Yayin shomay t'sheni shit kutmo, or filotrovro. Let's say that you went ahead and you were mifatein the yayin, except with all of the different ingredients and so on. Okay, then you still can't use it for sicha, even though it has other ingredients in it. But Shemesh Shabbat Shemesh Shepitmo Mutar Osefko. Ma Ben Zeleze? Very simple. The Mishnah Zagvara. The Dakalachem Veze and Dakalachem. Everything is defined by what is normal usage. Rav Yudin Bar. Shemesh Shabbat Shemesh Shemesh Shemesh. How about if the oil went rancid? You can no longer eat it. It's still roi for rye. So what's the halakha about that? Is it, do I have to be now makbid to use it? Or do I say since begabe achila is rancid, it should no longer be considered the kedushas meister because it's, like we said, it's no longer considered davar shadarkal akal? It's nisach, the ikar, of course, is always bachila. When we allow sikha, it's because it's an extended use. But if it's not roi for its primary use, we don't say that you're mechuyev to use it for its extended use. Having washed it, it's washed. Ma tzricha lei, but we're not sure about it. If you want to ask this question, that would be shriyah. Yes, shemen shel shriyah. Over there, shriyah is not limited to achila. So if shriyah is not limited to achila, there's a general rule of shriyah. It's called a vashah nato, ubiyaro shaveh. Anything that you're going to have the consumption, the time that the thing is consumed, is considered to be the primary heter. Okay, so over there, then shriyah maybe should be mutter. There, I misunderstood. Maybe mitrach, we could say it's parka, because there's still a concept of primary use. Or maybe since achila is not important for shmir, who cares? That I don't know. Shimon bar Bava, Shimon Rabbi Chanina, Zeh Shulochesh, Noten Shimon Agabi Rosho, Vilochesh. Somebody is being malachesh, means that he's saying an incantation over a sword of some kind of thing. The way in which then part of the alternative medicine approach was you put a little oil on his head, you know, and they still do that kind of stuff. The R is the energy field. You know. You put a little oil on his head or something, right? And then you say your incantation. So the shayla is over there, legabe shabbat. So you can put shemen on somebody's head, and you can say things as long as long as you don't do what it is that you would normally do, b'chol, then it would be clear that you're being malachish and that you're coming to do this for a refuah. But if you would do what you would normally do to be sach, then it just looks like sikhas, it's not knickers. You pour a little bit with a pitcher of a shaman or something. Mm-hmm. Right? Not everybody agrees with this because this is not really refuah. I mean, he's making the assumption that when we answered refuah on Shabbos, we also answered alternative medicine of this type. So energy flows and so on. And then not everybody agrees with it. But he holds that lakash is a type of refuah because we're afraid once a guy is going to play with this, he may also take medicine. We made one gezeira. Don't be otik in elements of refuah on Shabbos in order not to come the shkita saralanim, that you end up actually making your pill. So the Yaakov Ba'idi, Rabbi Yosef and B'Shem Rabbi Yana, says what's the difference? No pain, bein biyad, bein b'kli, makes no difference, because lakash is not refuah. So in the mice, if you're allowed to put something on his head, because anyway, shkita is mutter. So what do I care if it looks like if people pick up the fact that you're doing this because you want it to feel better? That's not really refuah. There was no, the only issue was on type of refuah that's magesh shikha talamanim. And these type of things, which don't really deal with medicine, qua medicine, they deal with your state of mind. Those are things that are not considered to be really medicine, which included in the gezeira. Ma b'nehem, what nafkamina would be, if it's ma'isa. If the oil of it is both. Ma'adjam inotein maybe identically ma'usu. The question over here is, if you're using oil, if you're going to put oil on his head, and then you're going to be malachish on it. So if it's oil that is mos, and therefore it's nicker, then it's not the same sikha. The only reason somebody would put mos on his head is because it's for refuah. So if I hold now, that is not called refuah, then there is mutter, even though it's clearly for refuah. If I could do something which nobody would put that oil on your head, unless you think you're accomplishing something that is not for Tainug, but it doesn't matter because this is not a non-Tainug use that the Rabbanan asked. Yeah, you want to sit in a dirty puddle of water, that's fine. We didn't ask for that to you. Whereas if you hold that this is the type of thing that only for Tainumos, it has to be a Sikha specifically. But if you do something, that is clearly Rafua, it will be awesome. You have to do it now if you're going to be Osik at something that's Rafua. You need to do it in a way that you wouldn't be doing it the whole. From Rabbi Yoda, and he's not related to Arsig, you're Meister Shini Beineo. And the real difference in terms of implication is whether you're allowed to use Shemit of Meister Shini for a Lachash. That's the question. So, because what he's saying is, Mandyam and no saying Bain Bia Bain Bikli, Meister Shini is also. If you hold that this is not really Sikha, that this is just a waste of the oil. So then the only reason that he's saying that it's Mutter is because Lachash is Mutter. So then by Meister Shini, it's also, because he's saying that you're still messing up the oil, not really using your oil for Sikha. In which case, over here, how can I take my Shani and use it for something that boils down to Shem and Moses? You can't use it. My thinking, the Mandioma, if you hold it, you have to be marked over here that it should be an act of Sikha. So most Mandioma and Nathan Shem, like Abir Oshav, who Mokhesh, Ma'aseh Shani Mutar. If you hold, however, that the Lachash is awesome, except that you can do it in a way that approximates Sikha by using a Kli. So then by Shemin of Maitre Shani, you can do the same thing. Because Shemin of Maitre Shani is Mutter B'Sikha. And this is, therefore, Sikha. Omer B'Yosi. I don't get it. The Hikoshu Mutter B'Sham is Mutter Maitre Shani. The Hikoshu also B'Sham is also Maitre Shani. How exactly does that follow that necessarily something that you're not going to be able to do on Shabbos because of some Yizera is considered by definition to be ruining the thing and therefore you can't use it? For Meister Shani. I mean, I'll bring a proof to you that that's not true. But Tony, I mean, this says the Ferish. Mejichai shows not the Yayin, you play as Zeya. But a woman is allowed to use, even though it says over here, in our Mishnah you can't use Yayin Vichonet, right? But if you're going to use it, not Mamish for Rafua, but in order to, they didn't exactly have deodorants in those days, but they didn't have like an alcohol deodorant. But they had yayin bechonet, which is alcohol with a little bit of vinegar removes bad smells and so on. So they use that as to take off the sweat, right? Very similar to what we have. And I think they still use ingredients like that, basically, you know, and fancy things. Okay, so that if you want to use it as a deodorant or something, so that you would be allowed to do. But bitruma is also, because over there, since yayin is darker than shtia, so you can't do that. Now, I mean, he truma, he ma'aser sheni. I mean, certainly the fact that something you can do it on Shabbos, and even though it's for Rafua, the Vanzeas, it's going to be normal use. I'm near Rafua. You're telling me that it's usher on truma, which certainly derives from there, that for ma'aser sheni, it's also usher. Because the reason I can't do it for truma is because I have to truma. So I'm not allowed to be mopped in Meister Shani any way that I'd be allowed to be mopped in Tuma either, right? In which case I should not be allowed to because it's the primary use is drinking. So if that's the case, we find something about Shabbos is Mutter. If I'm doing it not really a Rafua, because putting on a deodorant is not a Rafua, but it remains Usher for Meister Shani because it's Usher for Tuma. I don't see why it would be any different. So why, Rabbi Yonah, did you jump to the conclusion that the machzinah between the two approaches of Shabbos is necessarily nogei our Mishnah of Meister Shani? They're not really related. So the Gemara, Ma'al Kedom, Obovat Shlo Yaseh B'Shabbos, Kederach Shuhu Oseh B'Chol. Wait a second. Over here, we said, what I said was, in the case of the Lachash, it said, that the hakpada over here was not to do something the way it would be done b'chol. It shouldn't be like a little bit of chol. So once you're being marked over here to do a shimur, and you're showing that I put it into a kli, they didn't make a gezeira on it in this case. But lamaita, it could still be, therefore, a legabe maitre sheni, it could still be an act of non-sicha. Because our criteria are very, very different. What's our criteria for shopping? Only that it should be a shinui, right? Okay, so if you're yotzei your shinui, it's enough similar to sicha and not to lechisha. Because for lechisha, it's part of the whole deal. You should be rubbing the guy's head with the oil, you know, so that's part of it. We have four little oil over his head. That's a significant shinui. But gavi ma'aseh, it doesn't necessarily change anything. So the whole equation is not a proper equation. You're applying different criteria, and therefore I think that it's wrong. Sai bitzad asvara, so as I showed you the cases. It's a completely different case. What do we have to do? Continues the Mishnah. Omer of Osha, Dulo Karebi Yoda. Now the Mishnah continues on. Okay, Dog and Shishbash of the Kapha. The Mishnah continues on. If I boiled up dogin and turnips. And turnips were made for shame. Now we have shevach. That shevach is prorated. Right, so we gave an example. For instance, suppose the dogin were worth $1 and the kaplutot were worth 50 cents. And now in having made a dish of dogin and kaplutot, I now have a dish that's worth $3. So now that additional shevach of $1.50 is prorated. So $1 of it is the fish dollar, and therefore it's not my sushani, I don't have a problem with it. And half a dollar is the turnip. But the total of $3 is split the way that the original amount was split. That's what it said in the mission. On the Avoshia, the local community. This prorating means that the mission is not going to take Rabbi Yudah. The Tanina Rabbi Yudah, Matir, but Sakhanash, you know, is the total of the amount. Remember, we had the old shita back in Truman about an onion that you use for something that has a bad smell or something like that. We have a case of Abashir over there. So the din over there was the machlokas whether the onion is Asher B'nas Tam or if it's Reb Yehuda, if you use the onion as something that's only absorbing a bad taste, like Sakhana, so then it's not considered to be Nosim Tam at all. It's only taking time. It's only Magir Tazorma. It's only there in order to absorb a bad taste. Now, our Mishnah seems not to be going according to the other, because you should say the same thing about the turnips. You're cooking a fish and turnips not really because the turnips are a good tasted fish, but because turnips take away some of the fishiness from the fish, and therefore make it more, it's like putting on lemon. Something you need, the lemon is there because you need a lemon taste with fish. It's that lemon cancels out some of the overwhelming fish sense, which is tachanat, which is stench. So over there, why does our Mishnah say that the kaplotot have to be, we have to look at the kaplotot as if it's really a sheva, and we have to buy it, treat it with, as if it's kesef mashasheni? He should have said that it's enu elo mitolot azuama. So Macholah, our Mishnah is assuming not like that. Rabbona the Kesarian, Brian, Rav Yomer Yavu B'Shem Rav Yochanan, are you telling me that when Rabbi Yochanan used the whole idea of a model for shiurim, that's the model that we got shishin, take all of these shiurim as if they're a batzal or as if they're kaplot, pungent, and see whether that pungency would be tasted in the thing that you cook them in. You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan gets caught on a model that's specifically not like Rabbi Yehuda? That's crazy. Why would he do that? To choose the very things that Rabbi Yehuda would say, well, those things that are not nosing Tom, even though they're nosing Tom, that's not really nosing Tom because it's taking Tom. It's there as a cover-up. It's not a real taste. That can't be true. Obviously, there's elements in which Rabbi Yehuda is also moda that the batzal should be looked at as a nosing tam. A kaplot should be nosing tam. Otherwise, you're going to say that he, the doctor, said something. Elo will have to say that moda Rabbi Yehuda, bevatsal, shall pegnish, or bevatsal, shall avodah zara, moda Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is moda that we're, you're talking about the Siri Hanoah. Over there, what do I care what that night is? If the Hanoah is the Havar at the time, or the Hanoah is the beginning of the time. If you're talking about the Nicholian Israel, fine. But certainly, you're having hanok from it one way or the other. It's only where the issue is only in the positive, the Shiras time. There we have the din of Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yochanan was saying would make sense even according to Rabbi Yehuda also. But what our Mishnah says would not make sense only to the Rabbi Yehuda. Because why, according to the Mishnah, would there be a Shevach of Beis HaSheni? It's not considered to be a Shevach. But Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheyesh Bo Hutir Midah, HaShevach L'Zichishban. If you have an additional amount of midah, in other words, now you put in something into your ma'aser shein, or you put in ma'aser shein into something. But the Mishnah is saying when it says kol shevach nikar, the shevach is looking heshbon. So what is the shevach nikar? The shevach nikar is that there's more of it. What I started off with is as let's say 1 liter of stew. I now have a liter and a quarter of stew because I put turnips into the stew. Okay, so now that I have to deal with the fact that I have more. But if I have a case in which there's no additional volume, then I don't have to worry about it. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Rishlaki says no. That's not the getter. The getter is of the Mishnah. The getter in the Mishnah is where the tam is now nicker. Doesn't matter if there's additional volume. If the paste of the kaplot would be nicker, then I have to pay for it. But if the tam is not nicker, I don't have now a tam of the 18th in the case of the Mishnah and the paper, where somebody was off the Yisr Shalmai Tashemi. Using now wood. Let me say, let's include the value of the wood in the Isa. And say that the Isa is now, since before I baked it, it was worth $1, now that I bake it, it's worth $2, or $1.50. So I say, oh, so that means the Asim represent now 30% and 1/3 of the value. No, that I don't say. Because with Yochanan is that I don't say, there's no increase in volume. According to Rish Lakish, that I don't say because there's no tam that the eight itself gives into. There may be shevach, but there's no tam of shevach. And what we answered from the Ma'aser Sheni is only the tam of shevach. So the Ma'aser, the tam is not what I'm tasting of something else. The entire taste of the thing is Ma'aser Sheni. Then I relate to the entire thing as Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore I shevach l'sheni. And the Chana says, "Go on, it's a pligar of yochim. Hold on a second. How does it?" How does the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how does it work out? The Mishnah says, Isa Shalmaisa Sheni, Sheafya. You went ahead, you took an Isa Shalmaisa Sheni, you turned it into a pot. V'ish Bicha HaShavach L'Sheni. Now, isn't it true that when you bake the bread, that it expands? And it looks bigger. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, wouldn't that be Hotir HaMidah? But before you had something small, you had like a flat pizza. They put in the oven, and now the thing is a nice juicy pizza, maybe it takes 2 times the volume. So according to the Yochanan, the Mishnah should have said that you have the Isser of the pot, so there's Hotarat Midah, and nonetheless it says HaShevach L'Sheni. So according to Rish Lakish, fine, there's no taste of Eitzim, obviously, even though I can trace the Shevach, but I can taste the Shevach of the, in terms of the Eitzim. How does Rabbi Yochanan explain the Mishnah? Tatar Lo, he will explain that we're talking about. B'she'en tevach shifko nikar. That in such a case where there is also no shevach, meaning to the Yochanan, that it was not so seach, so only then would we say it. But ain't nothing on me. If it was so seach, that's the equivalent of Rish Lakish's tam shifko nikar. To me, that's what tam shifko nikar is. Hosir Amida. So the Mishnah would have to be talking about a case where I allowed the bread to grow beforehand. Now I put it in and it doesn't change. The Isser was fully expanded. Now I put it into the thing and I bake it quickly and so on. Maybe it's like a matzah or whatever, right? So you know, that would be the only case according to him. But what about the other case? If he's a pligar of Yochanan, in the case of Dogim Shlid Bash with Kapul Kalt, Shomai Tashini, Mishkifu, Hashemach Mafiach Eshbon. So over here, We don't have Hosir Hamida, because our assumption at this point, and we spoke on this, but we thought that it's talking about not that you're serving turnips on fish, that's ridiculous, who serves turnips on fish, but because you cooked the turnips with the fish. And you have the term. But now we threw that out, obviously. Now we serve the fish. We don't serve all of the juice and the turnips and the ingredients that we put in it. Which would mean that according to Rish Lakish, it makes perfectly good sense because I have the tam, and the shevach of the tam is all that counts. But according to Rav Yochanan, why would I give anything over here to the other ingredient if there's no additional volume? There's no additional volume in the fish. So then there should be no prorating it at all? How does Rav Yochanan explain that? Says Rav Yochanan, b'shem Rav Yochanan. Yeah. He will have to say, Tipatero, he'll have to explain the mission starting about. You made like a fish stew. And now you're serving fish mixed with the turnip. Which there's no way for me now to pick out. I can't pick out the turnips from the fish. So then, in that case, you have hope here. I'll be done. I can put this on somebody's plate. It may be half turnip, but it looks like a bunch of a portion. Okay, so over there, in a tsunami, the Yochanan is saying that's the case that he's referring to, that there is a shevach because of the volume. Says it. What? Yeah. We're already at the bottom. Fine. Well, welcome back, Moshe Bar.